Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon. As once a month, we'll have our rotation of three commissioners come in studio to update us on what's happening with the Lincoln County Commission. Commissioner Harmon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, appreciate you coming in as always and updating us on what's happening around Lincoln County. And the big topic of conversation for quite a while now has been property taxes and what's being done with that. And we've mentioned how the biggest change for that has to happen at the legislative level, the state level. But I know the commission's been trying to do as much as you can as well. And, so give us an update on like the tax districts and what you've been encouraging tax districts to do.
Well, we completed our budget and adopted it last week. $21 million, a little over that, between $21 and $22 million. Well, one of the things that's different this year is we did fund a tax refund bill on a county basis. In other words, we put $500,000 aside in a line item for that purpose. That will work co-jointly with what Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson is working on. So we'll be looking at the legislature to help us out on that. But one of the holdbacks, of course, this bill wasn't funded at the state or county level. Now it is. And we hope that that'll do a lot of people a lot of good come tax time this next year.
Excellent.
It's interesting to me, as we met in the last 3 months with special districts, people just don't realize how many districts we have in our county. A little more than 50 when you count the Fair Board, Library Board, Planning Commission, Rec Commission, Weed and Pest, both airports, Aetna Center, the Predator Board, and then, of course, we've got our hospital districts, irrigation districts, cemetery districts, fire and EMS. We encouraged all of them to look closely at their budgets, and most of them did. It's gratifying to work with these people. They don't get near enough thanks. That's over 150 people serving on boards and commissions in Lincoln County. On their own time, basically. They're volunteers. They've been appointed or elected to those boards, and they do super job. It's great to work with them.
And so these various boards did go back and look at things. What was the result? What took place with
that? Some of them trimmed back their budgets. Some of them weren't sure that they could do that. We fell down a little bit in some of our training when we called them, probably. But it was gratifying to work with them and work through some of the problems that they have. Just really enjoyed it.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio this morning and discussing what's happening around Lincoln County. Anything else in regards to taxes in the districts you'd like to mention today?
Not really that. We did have a grand opening or a groundbreaking for Idaho at the Thane location of our landfill. They just started building a new transfer station, which is going to have an effect on our budget. It'll decrease the line item in solid waste. One of the things that just happened is if you take a refrigerator down there to dump it, used to be a $30 fee, now it's $10. There's a lot of cost savings by being in the district that we're in. We're tickled to death with that right now.
For those just hearing about Idaway, take us back to the beginning. What is Idaway, and why was this? Why did Lincoln County join this?
Well, Caribou County, Bear Lake County, Oneida County, and Lincoln County have been meeting together for almost 10 or 12 years talking about this. And 2.5, 3 years ago, we brought it together and formed a district. And it's got tremendous cost-saving benefits. There will be a regional landfill located between Soda Springs and Montpelier that will be used for the next 70 or 80 years, and we'll be a part of that. The other thing we can do is stop baling our garbage. We'll be able to, as the transfer station is completed, we won't be baling anymore, but we'll be dumping in big trucks going to either the landfill at Soda or Kemmer, which will be a cost savings dramatically for us.
Okay. And so the groundbreaking has taken place. What's the timeline? When do you expect this project to be completed and in operation?
We look for the structure to be up and almost closed in by wintertime this year, and then they'll work on it through the winter to complete it. So I'm looking for a completion date of next spring.
All right. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio this morning. Commissioner, give us an update on energy production inside Lincoln County. It's really taken off in the last couple of years.
It's really gratifying there. When you go to Kemmer, there's a different feeling, Kemmer and Diamondville, because things are happening out there. We're seeing a lot of growth here, but we're also starting to see it out there. We're working closely with the city of Kemmer and Diamondville on housing projects so that we can, because there are people there already working on the nuclear plant, getting ready to do the test site. Tri-Site is moving forward with buildings. So, we're tickled to death that things are moving forward.
And solar in Cokeville, still?
Still waiting for word on that. The company has changed names. They sold out to one company. But the latest we heard, it was late October, they would start breaking ground. So hopefully that'll happen.
All right. Commissioner, anything else going on in Lincoln County you'd like to mention today?
Hey, fair's about here. Get ready for it.
That's right.
It's going to be a good one.
Now, speaking of boards that put in a lot of time and effort,
they
right?
They really do. They don't get thanked near enough, and I'd like to say a tremendous thank you to all of them that serve on that board.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio this morning with an update from Lincoln County. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.